Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Ed Staffel. I'm a dentist practicing here in San Antonio. And with me today is my associate, Dr. Williamson, Dr. Mark Williamson. How are you today, Mark?
I am doing great. How are you?
Doing good. How about that win last night?
I know, a little heavy.
Texas over Texas Tech.
Yep.
Golly, what a deal.
I'll take it.
That last play, something else. And so you're listening to the Dr. Staffel program and Your Smile Matters, and I want you to give us a call. We have no guests today, and the call number, of course, is 210-599-5555. That's 210-599-5555. And talk to us about anything that you have as a dental question, or are you trying to make a decision, or are you trying to get more information, and as well as oral health as it relates to systemic health. And we also have a podcast. We have about 9 years archived in the podcast, and that address is staffelds.podomatic.com. It's a free podcast. Just dial it up and have some really interesting programs. And then the website, sanantoniodentist.net. We're in the process of upgrading that.
That's right.
I think we're going to be having something that will be very informative and helpful to everybody, and that's what we're about, is bringing information. We act as a screening because we read so many articles. We get so many magazines and attend a lot of continuing education. And Dr. Williamson has just come out of a residency program, an outstanding residency program at the medical school, dental school. So he won all kind of awards, award in pharmacology, award in
prosthodontics.
Prosthodontics,
yeah.
And what's the other one? Pathology.
Pathology, yeah, yeah.
And he knows the latest of the latest as well. And so if you have questions and you want to know, let us know. It's like we ran into a pathologist last night, an oral pathologist, and we had a patient that had a really unusual situation. And the pathologist came over to our office and diagnosed the situation, because it's something that neither one of us had
right.
ever seen before. And she prescribed the remedies, and it has cleared it up and saved her life. And this is just through, she had an oral condition that was quite a problem. So the point is, we have a cadre of specialists that we work with. In this case, an oral pathologist, we have oral surgeons, we have endodontists, we have periodontists. So we have a lot of things that we can offer people. And one of the things that I have been reading, and it's a book called The End of Alzheimer's. Now, this is quite important because I have so many patients that seem to be going into cognitive decline. And I've started reading this, then reread it, and it's the first program to prevent and reverse cognitive decline. And it's, the book is by Dale Bredesen, Bredesen, MD. He's out of UCLA. He's a professor out of UCLA, and he has refined this book out of 50,000 articles on Alzheimer's.
That's amazing.
Absolutely amazing. So, and it's not anything revolutionary so much, but my point is, I think that everybody knows somebody who is at risk for cognitive decline, or is headed there.
My grandmother's going through it right now.
Well, I have a brother
yeah.
in full-blown Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think all of us know so many people
sure.
that are falling into this situation. And so I just want you to get this book. And if you can get it on Amazon, and if necessary, if you don't have a computer, you don't know how to use Amazon, call our office and tell us. We'll sell it to you at our cost. We'll order a bunch of them. And then you can come by and pick the book up. But everybody should be reading this book and understanding that you can do something about this condition that's going to take this country down.
Could you kind of hit the high points of the book?
Yes. It's things like exercise.
Okay.
Both physical exercise and mental exercise. It's things like diet. It's things like sleep. And then he has quite a bit of lab results of, like, one of the big ones. And I mean, the big thing is inflammation. Mm-hmm. And we talk so much about inflammation.
Sure.
Of the mouth. And we try to get people to take this seriously. And it's a chore. It's a hard thing for the hygienists and us to get people to really take inflammation and infection of the mouth and the gums seriously. And yet that's a major part of his book, is getting that HS, that high sensitivity C-reactive protein, mm-hmm. down below one, mm-hmm. getting a homocysteine value. So if you're going to get some lab work done at the medical doctors, be sure and ask for an HS C-reactive protein as well as a homocysteine, because they're not going to do it as a natural thing because it costs additional out of the routine lab thing. But it is so important. Inflammation, infection is huge, huge, huge in the brain. And then there are supplements. He has a very enlightening list of supplements. And even if you don't do all of them, if you do a major part of them, you're going to be better. And then he shows you how to put it all together. He breaks it down into your daily routine and how you can handle these things, and also how you can reduce stress, the surprising effects of stress. Where have we heard that before? And the many advantages of regular exercise. It's very well done. And then insulin resistance, diabetes, oh my gosh, homocysteine, another marker for infection and inflammation, and historical lifestyle features. I strongly urge you to get this book. It's not expensive. I think it's $27 plus tax. And the value of this is huge. So anyway.
You know, speaking of inflammation, we had a patient this last week who is in some pretty serious cardiovascular disease. And we saw him. He hadn't been in a while. And he had some inflammatory markers, his physician had noticed. Yet when we saw him, we found some pretty infected teeth. So a lot of times there's a dental connection to global inflammation.
Well, is this the one that we had to send out?
Right, that's right.
Because he was so bad off.
His general health wouldn't let us.
And he was facing some other surgery, and they weren't going to do the surgery unless there was a cardiac team around.
Right, yep.
And, of course, these are the things that you run into. And also along that line, I don't know if you've seen the latest Texas Dental Association.
No, let's see.
We've got to be registered to be able to do an ASA3, which is a at-risk person.
Oh yeah, for sedation.
Yes, and mm-hmm. AS4. Mm-hmm. We've got to be audited for mm-hmm. that. They're going to come into the office. So I think we've already scheduled mm-hmm. that.
We have.
And this is for the patient's benefit. This is not for our benefit. But this point is, the State Board of Dental Examiners, under the direction of the Texas State Legislature, has tightened the restrictions down, or the requirements for sedation. So a dentist just can't say, well, I'm going to do sedation now.
Right.
You cannot do that anymore. Mm-hmm. You never could, but it's really tightened it up a lot. Mm-hmm. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so there will be audits of dental offices. Yes. I think anybody who's doing level 3 sedation, that is IV sedation,
yes,
will be audited in the next year. If you're doing oral moderate sedation, you'll be audited over the next 3 years. But really, it's a good thing for the patients because they're making sure you have the requisite safety equipment, emergency protocols developed. So it's not a bad thing. It's a great thing. I'd say if you're a poorly prepared dentist, it could be a bad thing getting your stuff together, but it's
that's right.
It's great.
That's right. And so these are the things that are going on, and our point is you can feel comfortable with sedation because we offer the full range of sedation, and even like this patient that we just alluded to, we've deferred working on him because he was an ASA4, which means the American Heart Association deems him to be
high risk. Condition is a constant threat to life.
Yeah. So we are tested. We have advanced cardiac life support registration and testing. And we offer sedation that is so wonderful, and including IV sedation that you just do a beautiful job.
Well, thank you.
Oh my goodness! And it's so safe. And IV sedation, for instance, that's what every oral surgeon, every periodontist uses IV sedation because it has certain advantages. And we have sedation with pills, conscious sedation, and then we have, of course, the fabulous NuCom and nitrous oxide. So we can cover a wide range. So the point is, if you have been putting off dental treatment because of fear or anxiety, man, can we handle that well for you and give you a great dental experience, one of the most comfortable dental treatment experiences that you can possibly have. So
I liked your word choice on comfortable, because sometimes we have patients who really aren't even fearful, but they have a long day, maybe a 4 or 6 hour visit.
Yes.
And the sedation just makes it so much more manageable and so much more comfortable for everybody, even for somebody who's not fearful.
Yes. So if this is something that you want more information on, or you'd like to set up a time with us, that's Drs. Staffel and Williamson, and the number is 210-341-2569. So, first thing we want to talk about, we've mentioned this the last two programs and want to talk about it again, that's insurance. Actually, it's not insurance. Dental insurance are actually benefits because they're defined by a cap. You either have $1,000 per year benefit or $1,500 a year benefit, as opposed to, say, medical insurance. If you're going to have a heart cath operation, it's going to pay for the majority of that. That's not the case with dental in benefits. So to call it dental insurance is not accurate. So the key thing we want to let you know is that you're coming to the end of the year, and if you have dental benefits, you want to use those up because you have earned those. The insurance companies, they're hoping that you'll forget about them because it goes straight to their bottom line. And it's not a bad thing. It's just that's the way the system is set up and that's the way it is. So if you have dental benefits, give us a call. We can give you a lot of information on that. Our number is Dr. Staffel and Williamson, and our number is 210-341-2569, 210-341-2569. And let us help you decipher what benefits that you have and what can be done. Now, in addition to insurance benefits, what are the other options? Well, one of the best is a health savings account. Now, this is the best because it's pretty much a self-funded plan, and you can use that for, a $5,000 cap on it, and you can use that for anything, whether it be for your feet or your glasses or ears or dental treatment. But the health savings account is one of the best things, and those premiums are deductible. It's one of the best programs out there. It's been around a long time, but it was blocked for the longest. and they've loosened it up some. And then, of course, there are flex accounts, and you need to plan ahead on a flex account. And this is the time of year when you need to do that. And call our office for help with any of these programs, as enrollment is coming up at the end of the year, and insurance does not roll over to the next year. It's typically when the 31st hits, that's it. And insurance companies are just hoping big time that you will not use your benefits. And because that profit goes straight to their bottom line, you can't blame them. And they've calculated a certain amount of enrollees will neglect, for whatever reason, their year-end benefits that you have earned. So it's just a reminder. Call now, 210-341-2569, and we can help you decipher these particular problems. Now, the second thing I want to talk about today is mail order orthodontics. I guess you've seen on the television or probably on social media. I saw another company. You have Smile Direct that is the mail order orthodontic procedure. And then there's another one I saw, and it had an unusual spelling, C-H-I-O-D-O or something like that, .com. So be sure and compare what these services provide and if they'll be of value for you, because there's so many conditions in the mouth that you want to be aware of that only a dentist or a hygienist can record and alert you to. So talk to us a little bit about what.
Sure. So I think the issue is when you go through mail order orthodontics, you're missing out on the opportunity to receive comprehensive dental care. So we're going to look at your mouth from every perspective. We'll carefully evaluate the soft tissue. And it's different than just mailing a model of your teeth to a company where they just make aligners to move the teeth into a more ideal position. So to me, that's the major shortcoming, is you're not being treated comprehensively.
Well, there are things such as crown lengthening, which can be caused by a particular movement of an upper lip, or either a hyper upper lip or a short upper lip, and vertical or extra bone excess, which looks not very aesthetic. And then there are certain extrusion situations of teeth, incisal wear and super eruption. There are several conditions that a mail order dental situation is not going to be able to deal with, because it takes a dentist, and it takes a dentist's constant supervision. And you just need to be aware. Now, for something very minor, yeah, you can do that. But these, looks like the ads are being made to give you a different view of that. So we just want you to be aware of. If you have questions, come on by the office and we can give you an evaluation of what you might need, or what if something like that could work for you. And so then we have an interesting situation in that we can speed the process of these aligners, and this speeding can be done by what we call micro osteoperforation. It's a little tiny pinpoint hole that's put into the bone, and only a dentist can do this. And it's done between the teeth, and it speeds up the process of allows the teeth to move.
You know, what's interesting is earlier we were discussing inflammation in a negative light. Well, that MOP process actually is inflammatory in nature, but it's good. Yes. Inflammation, and that it's kind of hastening the orthodontic movement.
Yes, and it's a very temporary type of thing. Mm-hmm. And then we now have the orthopulse, and the orthopulse is really unique. It's something that's been used in medicine. It's a photobiomodulation light of red and near infrared photons. It's been used for 60 years in medicine, but it's finally come around to dentistry. And it allows you to move the teeth about 60% faster. And it's a light that you use 5 minutes a day on the upper and 5 minutes a day on the lower jaw. And so this OrthoPulse is just phenomenal. It does need a dentist supervision. And then there's also a process called a 5 Pro 5 high frequency vibration aligner seater. Now this will, if the teeth are not moving, we call it tracking in the way that they should be. You can use this high speed aligner, vibration aligner, and it will, 5 minutes a day, it will accelerate the process as well. So these are ways that you can get through your aligner process in a very short time, like up to 64% faster time without any damage to the teeth. But again, it needs a dentist monitoring these things. So this is why it sounds good that you could go to the kiosk. And
I think it's the difference between cost and value, because it may cost a lot less.
That's a good point.
But you're
getting
a lot less.
That's a good point.
You know, the other thing, I think the mail order orthodontics is done without any sort of radiographs or exam. Mm-hmm. So they don't have the information as to which teeth are fixed together with a bridge, which teeth are actually implants, and all that's going to influence heavily how the teeth move.
And if you have infection, or if you have cancer, oral cancer exam, if you have multiple different problems that you can have in your mouth, they can be masked by you concentrating on something like this, and you think everything is just fine when actually it is not.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are reasons we want you to be informed. If you have any questions about this, give us a call, make an appointment, come on in. We can give you an evaluation so easily and possibly help prevent a lot of problems for you in the future. So these are some things that I want you to be aware of. Now then, there is another situation we want to talk about, and those are implants. And there are implants. I've been doing implants since 1978, and I was doing implants long before they were accepted.
I think it's so interesting. You were doing implants before the surgical specialists, the oral surgeons, and the periodontists were placing them.
I was a heretic. I was a dental heretic, yes. And I was warned off by periodontists and oral surgeons that these dental implants didn't work. And most of the work was done by general dentists at that time. This was in the 70s. And so it has been wonderful to see the whole process migrate to where now routine, it's just mm-hmm. routine that we do implants. And mm-hmm. they're so predictable, and they're so, we can offer such a great service to people. So, that's got Dr. Williamson and I figuring, and we'll come back to that point in a minute, but I would just want to make another point that, you see these beautiful ads at primetime television for teeth in a day.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't describe them as dentures. They are dentures.
Right.
They're implant-supported dentures.
Mm-hmm.
And which is okay. It's just a matter of terminology. They're mm-hmm. not. They're choosing not to tell it like it is.
Is that right?
Which is okay.
You know, I think the appealing part from a patient perspective is that they're not removable.
Yes.
What they describe.
Yes.
So they're fixed, so they're more like natural teeth.
Yes.
But they're still, well, in some cases acrylic, in some cases porcelain. But, yeah, they're prosthetic teeth.
And there are options along that line. But one of the things that's interesting now is that one of the procedures takes and puts an implant that goes through, well, first of all, this type of work does a magnificent job because there are people who have lost so much bone that they're in a world of hurt. They can't mm-hmm. wear dentures. And so this process allows people, the oral surgeon can place implants into the bone, what little bone is there, and little bone in the front, but in the back where there is no bone, they'll take and put a portion of the implant, the back end of the implant, into the bone that's right under the eye socket, called the zygomatic bone, the zygomatic arch. So you have a implant running from the front of the mouth through the gum tissue, and the gum tissue, you can just feel it because it's there's no bone over it, and then the end of it goes into the eye, the bone under the eye socket, the zygomatic arch. So for people who need this, it is a tremendous service. And the point that we want to make is, what if you didn't have to go through this?
Mm-hmm.
What if you could prevent going through losing your teeth and having to do this type of procedure, which has a cost to it, of course, mm-hmm. and has conditions attached to it? It's something, there are a lot of conditions attached to it, but it works great, and
And we do that type of treatment too.
Yes.
We're not knocking it.
Yes.
But it's just drastic and maybe a little bit aggressive in cases.
So Dr. Williamson and I feel like we wanted to start really, we've always done some coaching, but we want to do some really strong coaching. And because we have some preventive things now that will allow you to postpone treatment. So a lot of things happen to people in their lives. They have expenses, the hospital expenses, our spouses or family that have hospital expenses, our college or weddings or any number of different things happen in life. And people will put their teeth on the back burner. So if that's something that you have to do, we have prevention techniques. We have the silver diamine fluoride, for instance. We can paint on a cavity, and it'll stop the decay dead in its tracks and keep it that way for 6 months. It's very inexpensive, and you apply it every 6 months, and you can keep doing this until you get to a point where you can save some money and have a proper treatment done.
Yeah, I liked your point. So it's not a final treatment for that
right.
tooth, but it stabilizes the tooth in the short term.
Right. And then, of course, we've got this amazing Lolo's, which is it's an extract with the licorice flavor removed. It's licorice extract. You take and dissolve 10 of these, two a day, over 10 days, and it removes the bacteria that cause decay. Now, this is phenomenal, and this is very inexpensive. And you would repeat this every 3 months, 4 months, or 6 months, depending upon what your decay level was and your dietary sugar level was. So this is a huge preventative process.
Mm-hmm.
And then tell us about the ICON.
So the ICON, it's sort of similar to a tooth-colored filling that's made out of a resin composite material. The difference is it doesn't require anesthesia. It doesn't require any tooth removal. So it's really nice. Any kind of diseased tooth structure is removed via an acid etch, and then the resin infiltrates that portion of the tooth and reinforces it. So in years past, we would have had to do a filling on some of these really small cavities. Now when we catch them early, we can treat them with the ICON. And it's a really conservative way to do it.
So here's the point. We can design a program to put your dental treatment on hold and get your mouth healthy and get the inflammation, however, cleared up and get the infection cleared up and keep the teeth from decaying any further than where they are now to where you can get to a point where you can have a crown or fillings done or bridges or restorative treatments that you want to have done so that you can put your mouth in the good order to where you can chew ideally again. And we can do this. We can coach you along this line with these very inexpensive procedures to where you can buy some time. You may need 6 months. You may need a year. You may need 2 years, but this is a very valuable service. And we can help you with it, and you don't have to spend a lot of money doing this. So this is the bottom line is that we want to coach you to caring for prevention of losing your teeth and getting into these extreme, and I do mean extreme, restorative situations of the dentures on implants, the all-in-four. It's something else, that if there's a way to avoid it, you want to do that. And that's what we can help you with. And so give us a call. It's Dr. Staffelin Williamson, and our number is 210-341-2569. 210-341-2569.
So my thought on all-on-four is it's all about conservatism.
Right.
So once you've extracted those teeth and removed all that bone to make room for that prosthesis, you can't go back.
That's right.
So that's why I prefer to hold on to those teeth with the understanding they may not be forever. But once you have that hybrid, you've taken out the teeth and you have that fixed prosthesis, you can't regrow that bone. You can't get the teeth back.
Well, that's the other point, is that when you have inflammation of the gums, that can be cleared up in just, and you don't have any pocket depth, that can be cleared up in a week or 2 weeks, which mm-hmm. is just tremendous, if you'll follow and be compliant and pay attention to our coaching and the hygienist coaching. And then if you have bone loss, however, you can't get that bone back.
Right.
And that's stunning with all the techniques that we have, that except in some extreme cases, once you lose that bone housing around a tooth, it's gone forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it gets so bad that you lose the tooth, then you're at a deficit for having a bone situation where you can put an implant or put a denture or put mm-hmm. a partial denture on to that remaining bone. So again, the point is, if you could prevent these things from happening, why wouldn't you want to do it?
Right.
And however, we've taken the fear and anxiety out of dental treatment. We can handle just about most everything as long as the person is reasonably healthy. We have the techniques for high fear, high anxiety, from the fabulous NuCom, nitrous oxide, to pharmaceuticals and IV sedation. Oh my goodness, there's no reason to put off having dental treatment done because of fear and anxiety. And or, as Dr. Williamson mentioned, just having a long procedure, because sometimes we have procedures that last for quite a while. It's very comfortable to be in these states of sedation, to where you just will enjoy having your work done, because there's no memory after you've had the treatment. So if you have any questions, you have want any information on this, give us a call at 210-599-5555.
You know, speaking of sedation modalities, one thing I've found is you may start using something pretty deep sedation, like an IV,
mm-hmm.
and with successive treatments, you need less and less,
yes.
until the fear's gone and everything's comfortable. And we had that sort of case this past week with a patient who hadn't seen a dentist in 30 years. In our first visit with him, we did IV sedation. The next visit, we did an oral sedation. The visit after that, we did nitrous oxide. Probably next time, he won't need to be sedated. And it's just all about the comfort level and the relationship, and it's so interesting.
Well, yes, and if you're talking about the person that I'm thinking of, mm-hmm. he was so appreciative.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, because he's been carrying this baggage around, this post-traumatic dental trauma, and where it came from, I don't know.
I think a lot of times people have a bad experience early in life with the dentist, and that sticks.
And I've heard people talk about their dental experiences where the dentist, for whatever reason, when they were little kids, didn't use an anesthetic. unless they were doing an extraction, they'd do the fillings on their teeth without any anesthesia. Oh my gosh, I just can't imagine something like that. But the people that carry this around, and we have also another feature that we have available, and this is so unique because our office is probably the only one, maybe, that does this. We have a person who can treat post-traumatic stress disorder. He's treated about 2,000 veterans, and he's done that pro bono. It's very effective. It takes only a few treatments, but he also treats a lot of our patients who have post-traumatic dental trauma. And he does this with a cold laser on acupressure points of the ear. It's one of the most amazing processes, and it's very effective. And we have some people that they just, it's all they can do to get through the door because they've had so much trauma, dental trauma, and they carry this fear around with them for all the time. And to be able to have this fear toxicity detoxified. It's the memory isn't removed, but the toxicity of the experience is removed. This is something that's really remarkable. It's not an expensive procedure, and it's not a long drawn out procedure, and there are no pharmaceuticals involved. So this is something that is available, and we want to reach out to people who have these extreme fear issues. We can help you with these and make a very significant contribution to your comfort in life. Because you got to remember, your teeth are programmed to last you 80 plus years, but they can't do it unless you have a dentist helping you,
mm-hmm,
or a hygienist helping you. There's no way it can happen. And we have patients that are up to 103 years of age, and they still have their teeth, so we know it can be done. Mm-hmm. And so it is something that we really urge you to think about. If this is something that's keeping you from getting healthy, your oral health, and like we were talking about, the infection and inflammation in cognitive decline and in Alzheimer's, it's a well-documented process. And the bleeding gums should be the end of the line. You should not have bone loss. And if you go to a dentist and you have bleeding gums, or you're brushing your teeth and you have bleeding gums, or flossing or toothpicks, or the hygienist is doing a probing and pulls up the bleeding points, we call them, of the examination, you need to get rid of that within 2 weeks. Terribly, terribly important, so that inflammation doesn't turn into bone loss, because you lose that bone housing and you've got a whole different set of problems on your hand.
So we call that a early process gingivitis, where it's just superficial, yeah, inflammation, no bone loss. But when it advances to a condition where you're losing attachment to the teeth, you're losing bone, we call that periodontitis.
Well, that's another thing too, that attachment of the gum tissue to the bone. If that attachment is lost and you don't have any, what we call it, fixed attachment to the bone, you have an open space that bacteria from the, mm-hmm, mouth get into your bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
This becomes a very serious problem as far as losing bone, as far as setting you up for tooth loss. And another procedure that we offer, which is so wonderful, that's the iTero scanner. Now we have the iTero element. This is so neat because it's going to take an archive for 14 years. It's going to archive and give us a year-by-year time-lapse picture of tooth movement, of tooth wear, of gum recession, of pressure points developing on teeth that can't take pressure or shouldn't be taking pressure because it's setting them up to crack. It then we use it for our impressions to take when we do crown and bridge or preparing a tooth for a crown.
I think that's what patients like most is they're used to kind of a gooey impression material that goes all over the place. It's uncomfortable. And with the iTero, it's more like a digital camera. You take a movie of the teeth.
Yes.
And there's no goop. There's nothing that tastes bad. There's nothing to get on your clothes. So it's great.
And it's accurate to 6 microns, which is unheard of. And then
beats any impression material.
The impression is emailed to the laboratory, which is just really high tech. And the results that come back, my gosh, pretty rare that we just don't drop the restoration into the place. We don't have to do much adjusting. Mm-hmm. Whereas used to, we had to do a lot of adjusting on the sides of the teeth where it met with the other teeth or where it met with the upper opposing tooth. Now that it is so accurate, we don't have those problems. And so, and then to have this information archived in time lapse, so that when you come in and we do another screening, it'll show what's happening. Tooth movement, tooth wear, but particularly gum recession and pressure points. This is such valuable, valuable information for a dentist. And we can transfer this information to you and give this information to you in a written handout so that you can carry this with you. You can put this in your dental records, as well as the report will be archived for 14 years in the cloud. This is just technology at its best. It's just in the last 10 years, what's happened has been phenomenal. And then how we can restore the aesthetics. Oh, my goodness. The materials they're giving us and the adhesives and implants. The implant cases that we're doing are phenomenal. So, again, the point is if you're wanting to get information about having treatment, be sure and give us a call. And,
you know, I'd bring up another point. We talked about how after you lose the bone around a tooth or you advance into periodontitis, that process is irreversible.
Yes.
Well, sometimes when you lose the attached gum on the outside of a tooth, you'll get sort of on that root surface a little notch that can sometimes be sensitive. That loss of gum is reversible.
Yes.
So we do a process called a connective tissue graft.
Oh, good point.
Where we can cover an exposed root. And not only does it look nice, but it improves the long-term prognosis for that tooth because then you get that firm kind of keratinized tissue and it protects the tooth. So that's another thing we offer.
Excellent point. And then, of course, the big thing that I didn't mention with the iTero is the straightening the teeth.
Sure.
Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And for instance, if you've had orthodontics in the past and you haven't worn your retainers and the teeth are always moving forward. They're moving forward and they're moving out of the bone. So unless you have retention of some kind from your original orthodontic treatment, those teeth are going to be moving. Well, with Invisalign and the clear trays and the speedy or accelerated processes that we have available where you can get in and out of those trays in just a matter of a very few months. This is something that's so valuable because as your teeth get jumbled up, you can't clean around them. You get tartar or deposits that grow down those teeth, infect the gums, and then you lose the bone, and it's just a continuous process.
And we see that so often with lower front teeth.
Yes.
Where those teeth start to overlap. And we're not really advocating doing the orthodontics just for aesthetics or looks. It's for health.
Right.
It's to make everything more maintainable.
That's exactly right. And it's with the accelerated techniques we mentioned, the three different accelerated techniques, we can get it done so fast without damaging the teeth. We've never had these abilities before. And this is a huge, huge benefit to a person keeping their teeth and keeping their teeth healthy and keeping them from chewing, chewing your teeth up. And another thing that we do is we found in recent years that as people wear their teeth down, it's due to the way they breathe at night. And this has been something that's been uncovered in, what, the last five years or so. We see people that their teeth are just worn down to nubs, literally nubs, where they've lost 2 or 3 millimeters of tooth structure. And
2 and 3 millimeters sounds like a small number, but relative to maybe a 10-millimeter tall tooth, that's a lot.
Yes, and you've damaged the nerve possibly. And so to be able to evaluate that, and we have a screening device where we can screen. You can use that for 2 nights, and you use a screening device. You wear it like a wristwatch and put a little oximeter portion on your finger, and it'll give us a screening of how serious a problem you might have with your breathing. And then if it is serious, we refer you to a medical doctor, because the dentist cannot do any diagnosis of sleep apnea or sleep disordered breathing. Regardless of what you may see on television, it is not permitted in Texas. And so this is a procedure for that, and this can be very life-saving, because having difficulty breathing, one of the big problems is acute cardiac arrest when you're in your dead of sleep from 3 to 5 p.m. and
A.M.
And also drug-resistant hypertension. You go to the medical doctor and he gives you a drug pharmaceutical for your blood pressure, and it takes another one and then takes another one. I have patients that have as many as 4 drugs that they're taking for high blood pressure, and frequently it's going to be from a sleep-disordered breathing of not having enough airway. And so this is where another dental examination is so important. And we can do this screening for you as a patient. And we'll do that screening at no charge if you're a regular patient or come in for a new patient exam. So these are things that are so terribly important, and hopefully you can see starting off. That's why I started off with the end of Alzheimer's, because inflammation. I have a hard time with it. Inflammation and infection are apparently all of the articles that have been done on cognitive decline. And Alzheimer's have that as a consideration. And the nice thing about the mouth is that we have access to the mouth with our x-rays, with our intraoral pictures. We have such good access in our CBCT scans now that they give us phenomenal information. So that's a good starting point. To see that you have, that you're cleared out of any inflammation or infection when your doctor is looking for these particular problems. So, can't say enough about how important it is to have a healthy mouth. And you know, one of the things that I guess, what would you say in your experience at school and your residency is the number one problem that teeth get into?
Well, I think in everybody's mind, it's dental decay is the most common thing. But there are so many other things that people don't consider when you think about tooth wear. We see a lot of people where they come in, they've never had a cavity in their life, yet they have extreme wear that necessitates pretty extreme treatment.
Well, fractured teeth.
Oh, yeah, fractured teeth linked with wear.
Teeth fracture so easily. I've had that happen in my mouth a lot. Never had fillings so much, but the teeth would just crack because
And it's those lower second molars.
Yes.
Tooth all the way in the back.
And first molars.
Uh-huh.
The big chewing teeth. And other thing is one of the reasons that Dr. Williamson and I are urging people to consider coming in and getting an evaluation is because, especially if you're facing retirement, and we have so many people come in and they've retired and their mouths are a mess because they didn't take care of them and make the move to get their mouths restored when they had the funds and to get that done. And then they come in and then they will typically get into a drier mouth because of drugs, pharmaceuticals, that is. Over 400 different pharmaceuticals will cause a loss of the saliva or slowing down the saliva.
And nobody understands how important saliva is until they lose it. So we see people with autoimmune conditions who have lost their saliva, people who have been treated with radiation for cancer who have lost their saliva, and your teeth go downhill rapidly. Saliva is so, so important and so often overlooked.
Well, so that's why we want to make such a big issue of coaching people. Especially if you're facing retirement in 5, 10, or 15 years, that we can develop a program of coaching you and to where you get into these situations, you'll be prepared, you'll have your mouth when you retire, you'll have everything done that should be done. You'll be able to avoid the dryness because we can make some comfortable trays that carry emollients and liquids that work very, very well. So the whole thing is, again, prevention, 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 prevention. Don't wait until you retire, for instance, and you think you're going to have all this time and money in order to get your teeth repaired, but it unfortunately, sometimes it's just so overwhelming, you can't do it very easily. So that's why we want to coach you and develop a coaching program to where we can use these preventative methods and these preventative materials and preventative technology and save your teeth, save so many of these problems from developing. Because I'll tell you, there's nothing like teeth. And it's when you get into these all-in-four situations that you realize that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And if that could have been avoided, why wouldn't you want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Is the question.
One thing I've seen so often is where someone has had some challenges, they've had a lot of tooth decay, and they proceed with having all their teeth extracted and then conventional dentures.
Yes.
And those move, they require frequent adjustments. And that's something that I would take that transition very, very seriously.
And food never tastes the same.
Yep.
And unless you have implant-supported dentures, you can't chew. You can't. They move back a quarter of an inch. It's a problem. All right, another day, another program. We'll be back next week. Thank you very much for listening, and. Remember to give us a call, Dr. Staffel and Williamson. Our number is 210-341-2569. Let us help you with your dental problems and your prevention problems, and let us coach you to health of oral health and healthy teeth. Thank you so much. Have a great week. Bye-bye.